Think of the seminaries. Think of the seminaries that are, I'm just talking about the good ones. Just think of the good seminaries and ask how many of them have seasons of prayer. Have prayer meetings for their students, where the students gather around those that are aged and experienced and have been in the trenches and have learned to call upon God. This is one of the burdens I have for young men in ministry today. I think, how come this isn't part of the training? Why is it that even when you raise it, it meets with resistance? It's like, oh, they're going to learn that somewhere else. The disciples didn't. They were gathered around Jesus Christ to learn to pray. And I think of how God in His mighty, merciful providence had me 8 o'clock Sunday morning around all people. Yeah, there weren't many. You know, the church was maybe 250 or 300 people. But there, 8 a.m. Sunday morning, committing the Lord's Day to God in prayer, were a handful of maybe 12, maybe 15, most of them older, seeking God for His benediction upon the Lord's Day. And then a group of men on a Monday night, every other Monday night, the prayer meeting on Thursday nights, other times of occasions of prayer. You know, just, and I'm listening, I'm imbibing, and I'm learning, and I'm having poured into me the importance of waiting on God. And even the language of prayer. Even the language, the way they prayed. They prayed as people who knew what it is to be all out for God. Their language, what permeated their hearts, the pouring out of their souls, wasn't some just perfectly crafted, well-ordered, and just methodical prayer. These were people that had learned to be burdened in prayer and to call upon their God.